Hi, Ragini here, and welcome to Module 8, How to Keep Your Wisdom and Mindfulness Alive and Well from 9 to 5. Now, this is part 1, and in this section, we're going to focus on bridging your inner and outer lives. Again, this is always through the lens of polarities and opposites, and beginning to discover exactly how do you take what you've learned here away from your computer and use it in everyday life. So your biggest challenge out there in the world is going to be maintaining your new points of view that you've gathered in this training amidst the old ones, not only in the privacy of your mind, but also in your environment all around you. So what you want to do is be alert to allowing yourself growth, continuing growth, through these generative leaps, first in your understanding and your awareness. As you take these things that you've learned out into the world, you'll find, if you're open to it, your understanding of things that are coming to you in your life and your awareness of things that are coming to you will leap forward in giving you new insights. Secondly, if you allow yourself to take this work with you, it will also grant you access to generative leaps in behavior. That means one insight, instead of just causing a one-to-one response, might cause a one-to-five response, a one-to-ten response. It can trigger a whole arena of new insights that will then become the groundwork, the foundation for the new behavior to emerge. So that's the biggest challenge. Your perception is always shifting. It's always under constructions, moving you to more efficient and complex patterning, which is what we do every single day. You move to a new job that's more complex than the one you had, you're engaged in this process. Every shift in perception requires a time of chaos and destabilization, which you all know and have experienced, followed by a period of order and reconstruction. And remember, this is an interdependent polar pair, and it goes on and on and on. So you want to recognize it and use your new wisdom to help you navigate it with greater ease and comfort, inner peace, and happiness. So who is it that needs to manage these perceptions? Well, it's you. You are here. You are the one. You are the one who needs to do this. How? By shifting your attention away from dividing opposites toward embracing them, the essential fundamental element of this entire 8-week training that you've been enjoying and learning from. So you are the one who needs to peacefully fight your inner war between the dueling perceptions of your mind's eye and your mystic's eye, your conditioned way of looking at life and this new way of looking at life that you have said you would like to make your own wisdom. And you do this with presence, two opposites, with understanding of the nature of duality and the shifting of your attention from choosing one over the other to embracing both. If you remember back in one of the other modules, there was a poem called Not Two from Sangston's Verses on a Faith Mind. Go back and find that. It's really a helpful little mantra during the day. Not two, not two. Okay. Well, here's why you can do it. You belong to a species that has been able to incorporate major changes. Our species has already met the challenge of a big optical illusion that you don't even think about. The world is not flat. It was a time in our history when everyone believed the world was flat because that's what it looks like on the horizon. You can't see that it's round. So that has become so much a common knowledge that no one even pays much attention to the optical illusion that the world is flat because we know it's round. Well, we've even seen pictures of it, right? So we all know that. Here's another reason why you can do it, because you belong to this species. We've already met the challenge of shifting the psychological illusion of seeing the Earth as the universe's center to revolving around the sun. Because when you look up in the sky, it sure looks like the sun is revolving around us. But now we know that that's a psychological illusion, because a scientific description of what occurs shows us that that is not actually what's happening from a larger point of view. And we don't even think about it anymore. That's my point. We don't even think about it. We just operate with that knowledge. We have also already met the challenge, at least most of us in our species, maybe it's still ongoing, of the optical delusion of consciousness that our culture, our individual culture, is the center of the world. Two, the Earth as being a whole planet for everyone, regardless of their culture, to inhabit together. I think this one may actually still be in process, but hopefully you've already moved and embraced this optical delusion of consciousness and function from the knowing that the Earth is a whole planet for all of us, and it transcends culture. Now, here's the next big shift for our species and for you and for me and for all of us, and that is to meet the challenge of moving from the dream state of freedom without responsibility to being accountable for your role in creating your perception of the future and the present. Now, this is a big one, and essentially that's what this training is helping you do. Learn how to take charge of your perception and take responsibility for a kind of freedom that we may not even have known that we had, which is the freedom to choose the way you're going to perceive what life brings you in your journey. So you can make this wisdom your own, and what that means is you have the key and you now know how to navigate these times of creative change with a positive presence and with greater ease. Why? Because you understand how to shift and expand your perception of our dualistic reality that we live in on a daily basis. Our mind, our body, our emotions, our energies all live within the realm of opposites. And you know now how to navigate that reality with increased presence and ease and, of course, wisdom. Jonas Salk, the creator of the vaccine, polio vaccine, said, "If we are informed about what is happening and about options that face us, then we may be able to choose the most evolutionarily advantageous path." Now, if you believe in evolution, in the sense of our consciousness evolving, then surely you can see that this particular piece of wisdom that you've been learning in this training is going to be very advantageous because it gives you access to a larger picture of what is going on and thus much more information and therefore many new options that couldn't have been seen before. So, is there a shortcut? Being modern man, we want the most efficient and fast way to get there. Yes. Reduce everything to the interplay of the three basic facticities: opposites, impermanence, and paradox. It sounds simplistic, and yet complexity simplified is simple. Not easy, but very simple. And the simple way of looking at it allows you to be able to navigate it and deal with it much more easily. Another thing is to take with you out in the world the recognition that you have wised up in many ways. You now have a fundamental insight into living systems and your role within the living system that you belong to. Also, you recognize the pivotal role of polarities in creating everyday unresolvable dilemmas. There's wisdom in this. Not that many people really realize and recognize this, nor do many have the technology to be able to navigate it with ease and comfort, leading them to more peace and inner happiness. And you do. You have it right here. You can perceive the value of uncertainty by this time. You may not like it, but you can see there's value in uncertainty, in sustaining the freshness of creativity and the wonderful openness and freshness of innovation for not only the whole, but for every part that's in it. You actually do now have the key to harness and utilize the power of polar opposites and that amazing direction filter that I've talked about from the beginning all the way up to the end. It's such a powerful function within our process. Now that you know how to use it, you can catapult yourself by using the direction filter and giving it this new option to the space that's larger than duality. Just on the outside of duality, just on the outside of your normal everyday mind. And that awakens you to new dimensions of your identity, that you are much more than your mind or your body or your personality. And this comes to you via your experience. Okay, a quick review of the larger living system, because this is helpful to take out into the world with you. The world that you're living in is both evolving and constant. That means there's not only impermanence, but there is also laws. There are repeating patterns. Be conscious of them. The larger living system is patterned, which essentially is laws, and chaotic. So the patterns can change and grow and shift, and that is through the process of chaos or impermanence. And here we are. The larger living system is both temporary and permanent in the way it expresses itself. So all of these three actually go together in a way. They're all saying the same thing from slightly different viewpoints. The larger living system has multiple levels and multiple dimensions that exist simultaneously, and there are both singular and multiple cause-effect events that happen within it, which means on some level, you hit the nail with the hammer, it's a singular cause-effect event. The reason why you may be feeling the way you're feeling and you're losing money and someone you love has gotten sick and all kinds of things are happening may be too involved with multiple causes and effects unfolding simultaneously for the mind to track. That's when letting go and surrendering is very helpful. Also, the larger living system works through human beings. Polar pairs are the hands of human beings in many ways, are the hands of the larger system. Conflict equals creativity in disguise. You remember these notions. These are things we've all covered in this training. And oneness is now defined as the organic unity of the two. On this plane, oneness is the organic unity of the two. It is not the absence of the dark side, which many people believe that is what it's going to look like. It isn't going to be that way. So here's the thing, facticity, the training that you have learned, the mystic's wisdom decoded in the six-step process, gives you the bridge to navigate the interface, look at that great picture, between opposites, to navigate the interface between the material and the spiritual dimensions in your daily life, to navigate the interface between the visible and the invisible, between the mind and the soul, and between your humanity and your divinity. Understanding the power of opposites, impermanence, and paradox is the bridge, not only between your inner and your outer, but also between your higher and your lower. Okay, that's the beginning of the tools that you're going to get in this module, so I'll see you now in the next video and give you a few more tips. Much love.